The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you a special holiday edition featuring recipes for pumpkin bread with a healthier version. The original is from the News and Observer, October 2018, and was republished from the America's Test Kitchen recipe. The healthier version is from Diabetes Self-Management, November 2018. I've also got a little Christmas trivia from the News and Observer, November 2019. Time Magazine has named the Orcam MyEye 2 one of the best inventions of 2019. The AFB has published a cute little Thanksgiving card from Helen Keller in 1932. Perkins e-learning blogger has a nice little description of the Lazarillo GPS app. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. If you don't like the metallic taste of canned pumpkin, the America's Test Kitchen solution is brilliant. Cook down the puree first, and you'll concentrate the pumpkin flavor and eliminate any tinge of tin. They add cream cheese and buttermilk for tangy flavor, and mix the batter in the same pot to minimize dishwashing. A quick crumbly topping not only adds flavor and texture, it helps fight the sog factor. One final tip, measure your loaf pan. This recipe is designed for a pan that measures 8.5 by 4.5 inches. If yours is 9 by 5, start checking for doneness 5 minutes earlier. Using your fingers, mix all the topping ingredients in a bowl until well combined. The mixture should resemble wet sand. Adjust the oven rack to middle position and heat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Grease two 8.5 by 4.5 inch loaf pans. Whisk your flour, baking powder, and baking soda together in a bowl. Using a large saucepan set over medium heat, cook the pumpkin puree, the cinnamon, salt, nutmeg, and cloves, stirring constantly until reduced to 1.5 cups, 6 to 8 minutes. Off heat, stir in the granulated sugar, brown sugar, oil, and cream cheese until combined. Let your mixture stand for 5 minutes. Whisk until no visible pieces of cream cheese remain and mixture is homogeneous. In a separate bowl, whisk eggs and buttermilk together, then whisk into pumpkin mixture. Gently fold in the flour mixture until combined. Some small lumps of flour are okay. Fold in your walnuts. Scrape batter into your prepared pans. Smooth the tops and sprinkle evenly with topping. Bake until skewer inserted in center comes out clean. 45 to 50 minutes. Rotating pans halfway through baking. Let loaves cool in pans for 20 minutes, then turn out onto a wire rack and let cool for 1.5 hours before serving. Ingredients. Pumpkin bread, yield, makes 2 loaves, from America's Test Kitchen. Topping, 5 tablespoons packed, 2.25 ounces, light brown sugar. 1 tablespoon all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon unsalted butter, softened. 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/8 teaspoon salt. The bread, 2 cups, 10 ounces, all-purpose flour. 1.5 teaspoons baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 15-ounce can unsweetened pumpkin puree, 1.5 teaspoons ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 1/8 teaspoon ground cloves, 1 cup, 7 ounces, granulated sugar, 1 cup packed, 7 ounces, light brown sugar, 1/2 cup vegetable oil, 4 ounces cream cheese cut into 12 pieces, 4 large eggs, 1/4 cup buttermilk, 1 cup walnuts toasted and chopped fine. A healthier pumpkin loaf from Diabetes Self-Management, November 2018. Ask the experts healthy tips and solutions. A healthier pumpkin loaf, just in time for fall entertaining. This coffeehouse classic serves up comforting autumnal aromas for half the calories and saturated fat. Quick oats. Soaking oats in rich buttermilk turns them soft and supple, helping create luscious texture while slipping in an extra fiber from whole grains. Pumpkin puree. Canned pumpkin puree adds lots of eye-healthy beta-carotene. Plus, it helps keep the loaf moist, letting us scale back the oil to just 1/3 cup. Maple syrup. Swapping out granulated sugar for naturally sweeter maple syrup allows a smaller amount to make a big impact, cutting sugar by 26 grams per slice. Here is the recipe for Lighten Up Pumpkin Bread. With 2/3 less sugar, this whole grain loaf takes you effortlessly from breakfast to dessert. A fall favorite, the classic pumpkin loaf might look the part of a healthy breakfast, but it packs 400 calories and nearly 40 grams of sugar into a single dense slice. In the spirit of the season, we developed a lighter loaf that still delivers the treasured fall flavors for 200 fewer calories. Quick oats and white whole wheat flour add a double dose of whole grains while still keeping the loaf light and tender. Dark-colored maple syrup, formerly called Grade B, packs a strong maple punch with caramel undertones that complement the fall spices. A sprinkle of toasted pumpkin seeds adds a crunchy finish. Lots of pureed pumpkin helps keep the loaf moist for days. So let the bake-ahead bonus liberate you and your oven during the holidays. By Jamie Vespa, Master of Science, Registered Dietitian, Cooking Light Assistant Nutrition Editor. Pumpkin Maple Loaf. Active 15 minutes, total 1 hour, 35 minutes. For breakfast on the go, spin this recipe into individually portioned muffins by dividing the batter among 12 muffin cups coated with cooking spray and baking at 375 degrees Fahrenheit for 22 minutes. To freeze muffins, let cool completely and place in Ziploc plastic bags. Reheat in the microwave for 30 seconds. Ingredients: cooking spray, 3/4 cup whole buttermilk, 1/2 cup quick cooking oats, 1 cup canned pumpkin puree, 1/2 cup dark colored maple syrup, 1/3 cup canola oil, 1/4 cup dark brown sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 2 large eggs, 6 ounces white whole wheat flour, about 1 1/4 cups, 1 tablespoon pumpkin pie spice, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon baking soda, 2 tablespoons of roasted unsalted pumpkin seed kernels, pepitas. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Coat a 9x5-inch loaf pan with cooking spray. Step 2. Place buttermilk and oats in a bowl. Stir to combine. Let stand 15 minutes. Step 3. Whisk together pumpkin, maple syrup, oil, brown sugar, vanilla, and eggs in a large bowl. Stir in oat mixture. Set aside. Step 4. Whisk together flour, pumpkin pie spice, baking powder, salt, and baking soda in a bowl. Add flour mixture to pumpkin mixture. Whisk just until combined. Pour batter into prepared pan, sprinkled with pumpkin seed kernels. Step 5. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit until a wooden pick inserted in the center comes out clean. 55 to 65 minutes. Cool in pan on a wire rack 10 minutes. Remove bread from pan. Cool completely. Cut into 12 slices. Serves 12, serving size 1 slice. Calories 200, fat 9 grams, saturated 1 gram, unsaturated 7 grams. Protein 5 grams, carbs 28 grams. Fiber 2 grams, sugars 13 grams, added sugars 11 grams. Sodium 146 milligrams, calcium 10% daily value, potassium 3% daily value. Healthy supermarket pick. Califia Farms Pumpkin Spice Latte Cold Brew Coffee. Skip the sugary seasonal lattes from national chains in favor of this just sweet enough almond milk-based brew and save 38 grams of sugar. Made with real pumpkin puree and warm fall spices, it will kickstart your day without the sugar crash. From Cooking Light, nutritionist approved. From the News and Observer, Thursday, November 28, 2019. Ho, 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 did you know? Fun facts. How do you say Santa? The name Santa Claus evolved from Sinterklaas, a shortened form of St. Nicholas in Dutch. St. Nicholas was a Christian bishop in ancient Greece, modern-day Turkey, known for his generosity and dedication to helping children and the needy. Papa Noel is said in Spain, Mikulás in Hungary, Weihnachtsmann in Germany, Julemanden in Denmark, Père Noël in France. The size of the tallest tree ever displayed at the Rockefeller Center was 100 feet in 1999. All 50 states now grow Christmas trees. 40 million live Christmas trees are sold in North America each year. 34 million poinsettias are sold annually in the U.S., making it the country's highest selling potted plant. 30% of Americans will still be shopping on Christmas Eve. From Time Magazine's Best Inventions, Vision Made Audible, OrCam My Eye 2. For those living with visual impairments, the OrCam My Eye 2 could be a game changer. Described as talking glasses, the artificial intelligence device attaches to the frame of any glasses and can identify faces and currency or read text and information from barcodes aloud. Fitting all this power into such a small device is like, quote, putting an elephant into a small closet, unquote, says Amnon Shashua, inventor of the technology. OrCam My Eye 2 can also be useful for those with reading difficulties like dyslexia. A newer version, which is scheduled to come out next year, will allow users to get even more specific, like telling the machine to read only the headlines of a newspaper or only the appetizer section of a menu. The device is available in 48 countries and has even been used in Israeli elections to help blind and visually impaired citizens cast their ballots. By Sonia Mansour. The AFB family sent out their holiday newsletter on Tuesday, the 24th of November, with our gratitude. We have much to be thankful for here at the American Foundation for the Blind. First and foremost, you, friend. It is your support that has strengthened our work to advocate every day for people who are blind to live with no limits. Helen Keller, who dedicated 44 years of service to AFB and focused on helping those with vision loss or blindness, said as much in 1932. Image of a lovely hand-drawn Thanksgiving card sent by Helen Keller. Dear friend, please gather the Braille characters from the vine that grows over this page. Begin with the lowest cluster, W. Then continue to read from left to right, from right to left, until the tendril disappears at the upper margin. As you follow the vine upward, you will find that you are gathering a Thanksgiving message of gratitude from your sightless fellow citizens, whose harvests of knowledge, useful activity, and joy have been increased through your generous friendship. Then you will open this folder and read with responsive mind and heart its message of hope for the future. Thankfully yours, Helen Keller. The Braille dots that are grapes on the vine read WEGREETYOUANDTHANKYOU. We greet you and thank you. Thanks to you, AFB's commitment to helping those with vision loss and to challenging misconceptions of people who are blind or visually impaired remains as strong today as when we began in 1921. Our work simply wouldn't be possible without you by our side. We thank you for all your support and wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving. Best wishes, AFB, the AFB family. Copyright 2019. From PerkinsElearning.org, Lazarillo, a free, accessible GPS app, by Snowflake_TVI on July 12, 2018. I have a coworker whose favorite saying is, if it's for free, it's for me. Everyone likes a freebie, but when it's a particularly useful freebie, it just feels like a bonus somehow. Like you find a bill on the sidewalk and bend over to pick it up expecting it to be a dollar bill, but it turns out to be a five. I remember when Blind Square came out several years ago. We were so excited to have an app that not only told us what was around, but wasn't another piece of equipment to lug around and have to keep updated with maps. And then a few years ago, Nearby Explorer came out. That was, in my opinion, a better app because it didn't connect to Foursquare to determine what places were in your general vicinity. This meant fewer false leads, like coffee shops that had closed 5 years ago, or my personal favorite, Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, in three different locations in a 5-mile radius. There have been other free navigation apps, such as Around Me and Over There, just to name a couple. So, how does Lazarillo stack up? General overview. To start off, it should be noted that Lazarillo is available on both iOS and Android devices. This article was written from the point of view of a voiceover user on an iPhone 6S. When you open Lazarillo for the first time, a tutorial opens. I found navigating the tutorial difficult, but manageable. For some reason, at least on my phone, it was difficult to navigate among the pages of the tutorial and also to exit it. I'm not sure how we managed, but it worked out in the end. Main screen. The main screen has several buttons. Here is a description of each in the order that VoiceOver will detect them, along with a description of where they are visually on the screen. Start, stop, exploration. At the top left of the main screen, or home screen, is the start, stop, exploration button. This button starts or stops spoken feedback provided by the app as to what is around you at any given point. When enabled, the app will announce upcoming intersections and points of interest coming up and where they are in relation to your current location. Around me. This button, when pressed, will search for your exact location. The results will show up in the user location area. See below. Search. The search box allows you to search for a specific location or business. Filter results. You can filter results that will be announced by the app while in exploration mode based on whether you are walking or in a vehicle. This is determined automatically by the GPS based on the speed at which you are traveling. For example, you can set up the app so that while you are walking, the app will only announce food places and pubs, but while you are in a vehicle, the app will only announce public buildings. User location. As stated above, once you have pressed the Around Me button, your location will appear here. It will change as you travel. If your location has not been specifically determined, the word searching will display here. Speech history. When you are traveling, you may miss any announcements made by the app. This button will allow you to navigate the most recent places that the app has announced. VoiceOver can be set to navigate the word by character if you require the correct spelling for some reason. Categories. The area below these buttons and comprising the majority of the screen contains several categories such as health places, food places, stores, public buildings, etc. If a category is activated, a list of places will be listed. If a place is selected, a screen containing the distance from your current location, a tracking button, and the address of that business. In addition, there will be four buttons that allow you to choose how you wish to navigate to that location. Walk, bus, car, or Uber. More information can be found below under Navigating to a Location. Exploration tab. The first tab in the list, located at the lower left of the screen, will take the user to the main home screen, all of which have been discussed at length in the above paragraphs. Favorites tab. This tab will list any locations you have marked as favorites. Social tab. Though one might imagine this tab would connect you to various social media outlets, it actually only contains one option, which opens up an email to the developer. Settings tab. This final tab, located at the bottom right of the screen, contains settings that control the volume, pitch, and speed of the app's voice, as well as the synthesizer used. It also allows you to change the layout of Exploration's screen, grid versus list view. Change the unit of measure that the voice announcements use, feet or meters, and gives you the option to open the tutorial or contact the developer. Navigating to a location. Traveling to a specific location can be done in a variety of ways. The first way is to search via the search feature. If you search for McDonald's, for example, you will be presented with a list of McDonald's restaurants. You may wish to narrow the list by adding the city you're searching in. Once given the list, choose the one you wish to travel to. You will then be taken to that location's page. At that point, you may choose how to travel to that location, walking, bus, car, or Uber. Once you make your choice, you will be asked what app you wish to navigate with. Examples may include Google Maps, Apple Maps, MoveIt, Waze, or others you have installed. How you proceed from here will depend on the app you choose to open. The second way to navigate to a location is to choose a category from the main screen rather than search for a specific location. Once you select a category and from there select a location, you will be taken to that location's page. At that point, you will navigate there much the same way as described in the paragraph above. Tracking. Tracking a location is a very useful way to have the app announce where you are in relation to that location when it is close to you. In a way, it is like telling the app to keep you informed of where that location is in relation to your current position. It will give you more specific directions to that location or let you know if you have passed it. Location tracking can easily be turned on and off. If Lazarillo is running at the same time as your navigation app, it will give you extra sound cues relating to that location. Tracking will be turned off once you arrive at that location, or it can be manually disabled in the app. Advantages. Let's start with the obvious advantage. The app is free and is available on both iOS and Android. Additionally, the maps used are very accurate, at least where I used it, Janesville, Wisconsin. As I rode the bus in town, the app announced each intersection as we crossed it, as well as the street we were traveling along. The app is also quite easy to navigate, and the layout is intuitive. If you have received any training on Nearby Explorer or Blind Square, the interface is very similar, and you should be able to pick up how to use the app in no time. This is of particular significance and especially useful when teaching a student using one of the aforementioned paid apps, but the student cannot afford to purchase that app for his or her own device. Lazarillo can be downloaded free of charge, and the student can use it without a steep learning curve. Drawbacks and suggested improvements. As with Blind Square and other apps, one of the major drawbacks is that many of the businesses listed in the exploration mode or under the categories are either out of business or are actually not businesses at all. I'm not sure what maps are used by Lazarillo, but it would be nice if there were a way to, at least in your own app, delete locations that are no longer available or that you do not have any interest in. The perfect example, in my opinion, are the various schools of witchcraft and wizardry that pop up. There are only so many of those you want or need to hear about, so it would be nice to be able to eliminate those from being announced every time you enter the neighborhood. One way of addressing this issue is to always perform a search in Google or another browser to see if you can locate the business and get an address or phone number. This is especially advisable when you are navigating to a new area or city, since there's no way for you to know that Java Joint has been closed for 3 years and is now a tavern or laundromat or even a vacant lot. Other resources are links to Lazarillo App YouTube by Lazarillo in English, Lazarillo and Waze by Blind Tech Channel, Apple Viz App Directory, Lazarillo. From BlindShell.com, we have the new BlindShell Classic, now with a keypad, fully vocalized 4G LTE phone with physical keyboard, simple and intuitive, 23 applications included, including voice control and text dictation, lifetime free updates, 12-month warranty extendable to 18 months after registration, SOS button for emergency situations. Over the past few years, we have sold phones for the visually impaired to thousands of customers across 20 countries. We have worked to create a phone that would be a durable, stylish, and most importantly, easy to use for the blind and visually impaired. Based on the feedback and input from our users, we introduced the BlindShell Classic last year. This phone encompasses the best of what the world of mobile phones for the blind offers. Carefully designed keypad with comfortable buttons, voice control or tactile keypad for the simplest to use phone yet, optimized shape which perfectly fits in your hand, lifetime updates and fantastic support. BlindShell Classic, tactile keyboard, 23 applications, lifetime free updates, single button quick dial, SOS emergency button, quick menu navigation by shortcuts, FM radio, calendar, email, voice control, text dictation, object tagging. BlindShell 2 Baroque, touchscreen, WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger, vision aids, voice control, text dictation, object tagging, color recognition, MP3 and audiobook player, GPS position, games, WhatsApp, and Facebook Messenger. What separates BlindShell from the rest? First and foremost, it's been designed to be helpful. No frills. We've listened to our customers and honed its features to be simple. The Blind Shell Classic caters to the actual needs of visually impaired users. The physical keypad and large assortment of applications are designed and chosen specifically for the blind user's needs. It's truly intuitive to use. You can either use the keypad or control your phone by voice. And yes, you'll figure out how to operate it in less than 30 minutes. Lastly, we wanted to develop a phone which will last. That's why we carefully chose the Blind Shell Classic design to be practical, sturdy, and easy to use. The lifelong free updates give peace of mind that you will be happy with your purchase for years to come. Find us at Prague, Czech Republic, by Matapo SRO. ID number 02879549. Address, Old Rychova 106/49, Nusle 12800, Praha 2, Czech Republic. Office phone, +420-910-127-172. Email info at blindshell.com. Closing with my very own Thanksgiving poem by Nancy Lynn. To all my friends, both near and far, to all my loved ones, you know who you are. Be grateful for all of that stuffing and turkey. For some people we know will just have beef jerky. So eat all those cranberries, potatoes, and pies, from your mouth to your stomach, your waist, and your thighs. And then when you're finished, go watch some football. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. To living room, parlor, playroom, or den. Then back to the kitchen for leftovers again. When you've eaten it all and there's just nothing left, stand up and salute and give thanks to the chef. I'm grateful for sky, for grass, and for trees. It's good that at my age I still have my own knees. My bones, they do ache, and my body is flabby, but my life is still better than the ones in Dear Abbey. I'm grateful for friends and the ones that I love, for I know with no doubt they were sent from above. Whenever you finish your Thanksgiving plate, give lots of praise. Tell the chef it was great. The 16th Audio Description Institute will run from February 22nd through 24th, 2020. Beginning now, you can register at http://weblink.donorperfect.com/February_2020_ADP_registration. I'm sorry, February is abbreviated to FEB. Note, you'll be asked to create a login for the ACB database and continue to register for the Institute. The American Council of the Blind's Audio Description Project announces its 16th Audio Description Institute, February 22 to 24, 2020, Saturday through Monday, in conjunction with ACB's 2020 Mid-Year President's Meeting and Legislative Seminar. Holiday Inn and Suites, Martin Room, 625 First Street, Alexandria, Virginia, 22314, Washington, D.C. area, 703-548-6300. Audio Description, AD, makes visual images accessible for people who are blind or have low vision. Using words that are succinct, vivid, and imaginative, media describers convey the visual image from television and film that is not fully accessible to a significant segment of the population. Be a part of it. We've run out of time for today's Reading of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.